You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. Make sure to check out the Locked On Wolves fanry website, as well as Locked On Wolves on Twitter. That's at Locked On T Wolves, and my Twitter account at C Molesky, MOLESKY, for all the best places to grab some content. Today we're going to be talking about free agency, who the Timberwolves should be trying to gun for, and what they can do to try and reel in the best possible free agents. So I've got a couple scenarios. The parameters on basically all of these are that they have to figure out a package to get rid of at least Gorgie's contract. And that's going to be tough, but I think there's a way that they could try and rope in an Atlanta or maybe a Sacramento, somebody like that, to try and get Gorgie's contract if they give up the right young players. It's not going to be easy, but it is on the table, which means they should be in the market for these free agents. So without further ado, let's jump into some of the free agents for the NBA 2018 summer and why the Timberwolves should be interested in them. So I've got three guys on my list. There's a lot of free agents, but I have three guys specifically that the Timberwolves should target. And we're going to go from most unrealistic to most realistic. And all of these are in the realm of possibility. It's just some are going to be a lot harder because of money for the Timberwolves to grab. But first on the list is restricted free agent Jabari Parker out of Milwaukee. Try and get him from the Bucks, the forward from Milwaukee. Now, he's a restricted free agent. The Bucks were using him sparingly. He's had injury problems. So this one's going to be tough just because the contract that the Timberwolves are going to have to give him is going to have to be fairly decent for the Bucks not to match it and to counter. So that means that they would absolutely have to try and get rid of Gorgie, and that they would have to get out from under his contract to loosen up the money capable of getting Jabari Parker. The plus side of doing this is that Jabari Parker would be a great wing player to have. Solid defender, really nice length and size. Averaged 15 points per game, and he was out for about a month and a half, 2 months the last season. Good rebounder, 5.5 rebounds per game last season. He's only 23. He's had some injury problems. He's only 23. If he can just stay healthy, then he's going to be one of those guys that's probably like a 20-7 as far as points and rebounds per game kind of guy. He's going to stretch the floor for them. He's going to help them knock down threes. I think that he opens things up for Towns down low. And I think that there's a lot of potential for him on this team to be really good. I think that he is kind of one of those pieces where they can fit him into about three or four different lineups that they'd run if they want to be versatile with him. And you can go really small and have him at the four. He'd be a nice player at the three. He just fits into so many different things that the Timberwolves could do, and you can definitely play him next to both Jimmy Butler and Jeff Teague is the really important thing. And so whoever's running the offense, Jabari Parker could play next to both of those guys. He doesn't have to have the ball in his hands. He can definitely play off-ball for most of what the Timberwolves would want him to do. And he'd be perfectly comfortable in that spot. He'd be a really great pickup. And he's, again, super young. So really, you'd be able to get, if you could get him on like a 3-year deal, you could have him with a lot of the youth on this core. And I think that would be the best pickup in free agency right now for the Timberwolves. Just fits into a lot of what they want to do. They already have a lot of guards. And so grabbing another forward who can defend the perimeter, expand outside, and doesn't need to have the ball. He can play off ball really well, rim run, get to the rim, and cut, make all the basketball moves that you need. Someone who's not going to be the ball handler, not going to have the offense run through them. He does all that, and I think he'd be a really great fit for this Timberwolves roster. The second guy on the list is Nerlens Noel, the forward out of Dallas. He is an unrestricted free agent. Now, I think there's going to be some tail off because really the story that's going to hang around from last season is how he was eating hot dogs at halftime. He was in the doghouse. The Dallas Mavericks had all sorts of problems with him for whatever reason. I will never fully understand what was going on to make him so unattractive, but he is a really, really great defender. Obviously, the sample size when he was with Dallas wasn't really much of anything to work with, but in Philadelphia, he showed the potential to be a really, really great defender, really tough on the boards. If you look even in his limited time at Dallas, his total rebound percentage was a 19.8 in total rebound percentage. His true shooting percentage was 55. He's just going to be a really efficient scorer who is going to play really tough along the glass and is going to give the Timberwolves that muscle. I think you saw that from Taj Gibson a little bit, but he's 33 years old. Talking about him the other day, really great defense, but 33 years old, can you depend on him to play 30 plus minutes again this season and get that kind of defensive result from him? I'm not sure. It's a little bit of a gamble. But if you bring in Nerlens Noel, I think that the market for him is a little down because of last season, and I think that you would be grabbing somebody who's a really great value. And you could, there's a couple ways you could play this. Either If they were able to free up some cap space, they could give him some pretty solid money this year, and maybe he just wants to sign a 1-year contract, kind of bet on himself for the next contract. You're getting a steal of a player. You only have him for 1 year, but you're getting a really solid player. Then maybe you can entice him back after, and hopefully over the next year finagle some more money free, entice him back. Or if you can get out from under that Gorgie contract, really get some money free, give him a pretty solid deal. Another one of those options were 3-4 years. I'd be fine with signing up for 3 or 4 years of Nerlens Noel. I really think that he would give this team the muscle that they needed down low. I know Towns was really solid along the boards again this year, but sometimes there are games where he just kind of gets pushed around a little bit down low, and Nerlens Noel would ensure that does not happen. And I know that Dallas had him play at the 5 when they did have him play. And Nerlens Noel is one of those guys where you could play him at the 4. And if you want to, you could go super big, play Nerlens Noel, Towns, go Justin Patton maybe out there if he proves himself worthy of playing with some of the starters. Go super big in a lineup like that, Taj Gibson. And then you have a bunch of guys who can really take a defense or a team down low, and Towns is so versatile, he could play outside. There's just a bunch of fun possibilities, and again, the defense I think would improve, and Nerlens Noel could play a couple different positions defensively because he can play out on that power four spot, and so he could play a couple different guys as opposed to just putting him on a center, which would be fine as well because his defense is really solid against centers, and he's a really solid rebounder, going to be really tough to get boards against. And another guy who's only 24 years old. Both of these guys, Parker and Nerlens Noel, super young. You're investing in guys who are still, for the most part, getting their sea legs. They're still in front of that NBA peak that people kind of, you kind of look at just when players get really, really good and when they really hit their prime of their stride. And that usually happens 25, 26, 27, and goes for 3 or 4 years. And so you're still getting Nerlens before that peak, which is something I really, really like as well. Investing in young guys, if you can, when they're, especially when these guys are unrestricted free agents like Noel is, it just seems like a really good option for the Timberwolves, and you're adding depth at that forward center spots and somewhere where Timberwolves need it. So those are my first two selections. If they're going after free agents, we're going to go to a quick break for some sponsors before we get to the third guy, the most realistic guy that I think the Timberwolves could go after. First, some sponsors. Going over the Timberwolves free agency options and the top three candidates I like for the Timberwolves in free agency. Obviously, parameters on a few of these are that the Timberwolves really do need to get out of at least the Gorgie contract and try to figure out a package to trade to some team where they can free up the money via getting rid of Gorgie's contract. But if they're able to loosen up some of that money, there's some really enticing free agents out there. The third option, it depends on what kind of deal he needs. He's a 11-year vet, and so maybe you can offer him just the minimum. And if you're moving some money around, maybe you don't. Maybe you can still grab him, still work out a deal, and grab him instead of or while you're still under the Gorgie contract and the Wiggins contract and the Aldridge contract. All those deals, you can still grab him. Add some depth to your bench. That's Gerald Green from Houston. He's an unrestricted free agent, 11-year vet. He's 32. You bring in a vet, but I really liked how he played for Houston last year. You have somebody who I think he'd be filling in that kind of role that that Jamal Crawford had. I think he'd be a little better of a defender, not a huge jump in defender, a little better of a defender, just another guy who's going to add energy. You can get have him come off the bench. He averaged 12 points per game off the bench, and he shot 36% from three-point range, had an efficient field goal percentage of 54%. I just like the spark that he adds. You saw him for Houston. You saw him in the playoff series against the Timberwolves. The spark he added coming off the bench in the first game when other guys weren't hitting. He's one of those guys that can come in and shoot really well, shoot really confidently while coming off off the bench ice cold and just heat up really quick. I think that he showed a lot of things too when there was the injuries to Chris Paul, some of the stopgap he played for the Houston Rockets during that time. He's just a really important player, and he's not going to have a big game every single night, and he may not even play that many minutes every single night, but there are plenty of times where he threw up 20 points and was a crucial part of the Houston Rockets' effort. There are plenty of times where there was an injury and he was able to step up. He really is flexible just as far as what you need from him on a night-to-night basis. And he's one of those guys where he's going to contribute whether you need him for 10 minutes that night or whether you need him to start. And he's an effort guy. He's going to really go and try and get in on those plays where maybe they'll show up on the stat sheet, but he's diving around for loose balls and making the proper switches, really pulling over. And if he is going to make a mistake on defense, he seems to be one of those guys that is going to make it going about 100 miles an hour. And you'd rather have that than somebody just standing there with the deer in the headlights kind of look. So Gerald Green, I know he may not be the answer defensively that the Timberwolves are necessarily looking for. Hopefully some of these guys like Josh Okogie, Keaton Bates Diop, who they drafted, can stopgap some of the defensive problems, and you bring in a guy like Joe Green who you should be able to get for fairly cheap after being around for 11 years, unrestricted free agent this year. You can hopefully scoop him up before the Houston Rockets decide to bring him back into the fold and get him for fairly cheap, a three-point scorer who would be just a really electric guy to add to that second unit and coming off the bench, somebody in crunch time when you're down by six and in the last couple of minutes, maybe bring him in and he's able to knock down a couple three-point shots and give the Timberwolves offense some desperately needed range. So those are the three free agents that I like: Jabari Parker, Nerlens Noel, Gerald Green. Obviously, the Timberwolves need to make some moves to open up some things for free agency, but those are things they need to do. I don't want to see the Timberwolves just sit pat. They need to make some tweaks and some adjustments. They had a really good team last year, and you saw the product. You saw what what was the matter with the team, the holes that they need to fill. Go out and change that. Don't just depend on growth. Expect your team to grow and then give them new tools to help them grow as well. So they need to go make some moves. Those are the three guys I probably like the most for the Timberwolves. Thanks very much for listening. We talked more about the Timberwolves season, about kind of takeaways from that over the next couple weeks, and also free agency as well. We'll be diving more into free agency and the market. Thank you, but that's over the next couple weeks. Thank you for tuning in today's episode and listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast.